I spoke to Helen Bryce today, earlier this week rather, and she is a specialist in psychotherapy and skills coach to musicians, and she works very closely with the Quite Great, the music PR and marketing company here in Cambridge. Now, they are the only music PR agency in the UK that offer this new psychotherapy and skills coaching to musicians. I asked Helen, first of all, about her background and how she became to get involved in this specialist area.
So I originally trained as a musician, and I studied a music degree, and was working after that, worked in the music industry, really as a producer and manager for musicians and sort of talent spotting. I guess I didn't put the hours in to practice. I'm a pretty good musician, but really enjoyed spotting the talent in others. And having worked in the music industry for about 20 years, I was inspired to retrain and specialise in psychotherapy working with musicians. I noticed that there were a few issues that came up, some sensitivities in musicians that led to difficulties with sort of mental health issues that affected their performance and their work. And so I became interested in working in this field after many years.
Yeah, because I should think this sort of area that you are specialising has been going on for a very, very long time in the music industry, like with all industries. And for you then to realise it and hopefully help musicians along the way, it must help everyone.
Yes, I mean, it has been received as helpful. I tie up with the British Association of Performance Arts Medicine, so I'm on their directory, which reaches out to classical and pop musicians and people who are training or to work who can't afford therapy and need some funding. But as far as I'm aware, there isn't any other service that works with the management of musicians and the marketing and PR, and also takes care of their psychological well-being.
What you're saying, you are one. You think it's a unique in the UK, or
yes, I'm certain it is. I mean, certainly, I've had a private practice for about 6 or 7 years under my practice name Stimmung, and I've been specialising in working with musicians. They're not my only client base, but they're the main one. That's the main one. So I've been doing that for some time, and as far as I was aware, I was the only one in the UK specialising in that. And then when I was introduced to Pete Bassett at Quite Great, it immediately we thought, well, it's nonsense not to join forces.
If we just go from a case study, obviously no names, but it's quite nice to hear of people that you have helped, musicians that you have helped. Can you not name, but can you sort of describe their story, their journey that has helped them along the way?
Yes, there are a couple that come to mind. I worked with a singer, a female singer who had been established for some time, and suddenly developed performance anxiety, became very, very nervous in quite a destabilizing way. I mean, nerves before performance are useful because they make you alert and they can drive you to give a much more peaked performance. But her nerves had become debilitating, and she was finding it very hard to get on stage. Now, I did some skills coaching with her. What I did was establish very early on a sort of new life experience for her had affected this, I think. This is what had prompted it. She had a baby recently, and she was going back to work. And often a big life experience, could be a birth, a death, or an illness, can affect us. It sort of creeps up on us and then suddenly takes over. We get worried that we haven't experienced before. So I gave her the choice of doing some sort of deeper work around that, so more long-term psychotherapy, or skill coaching to just manage the symptoms so that she can start performing and manage her nerves. And she chose the latter, and that served itself really well. And then sometimes, so I think for the first couple of performances after the skills coaching that I gave her, she wanted me to be backstage and to help her prepare. So when she was doing a radio broadcast or live performance, and just for a couple of times, just to give her some grounding exercise and awareness exercise and remind her of the skills she'd learned with me before. Since then, she hasn't needed me at all, and she's back on track. And that was a That was a couple of years ago. And the other kind of work that I do can be more long-term. I work with people in the DJ world who are now much older and maybe have started families, and they have different priorities. And music making is still important, but family life can be getting in the way. So there's on a practical level and an existential level, we're wondering about, you know, what life means.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say about a deeper long-term counselling as well as a skills counselling, because with any psychotherapy and anything, it used to be a real stigma, didn't it? It used to be an elephant in the room that you wouldn't talk about it. You just had to get on with it and sort it out. But now, you, like the likes of you and Quite Great Agency, are able to help musicians, help DJs, help people in the music industry.
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think there's still a stigma. People are very backward in coming forward. It takes a lot of courage. I mean, it's great that there are some people in the public eye, Adele for one, and many others who are speaking about this. And it's really common. And I think sometimes it's still seen as a weakness and people are scared to come forward. But I think, just going to your point about the public knowing about this, I think that on the one hand, we want our musicians sort of to be icons and something different to us, something that we possibly couldn't achieve. But also, we like it when there's ordinariness as well.
Yes.
We both out of a musician. And that's a tall order for a musician. It's got to be special and amazing and ordinary.
Well, actually, I quite like how Adele does this, actually, because she's quite open about how she feels very nervous in the public sphere, even doing.
Yeah.
And we embrace that in our family. We think it's so enlightening and so normal and very emphatic for all of us to know that everybody goes through it and it's quite normal.
It's quite reassuring.
It is. It's incredibly reassuring, and to have a real person up there, and I think that's half the battle, isn't it? To be one particular person, and then in the public sphere, and then to go back and be your own person in the private sphere is quite a fine line sometimes. And I'm sure you deal with that all the time with musicians and the questions they ask you.
And sometimes it's a question of reminding them it's okay to have a certain persona on stage in public. You need that. That's why a lot of them do that. It's a way of communicating.
Yeah.
But also, sometimes they need permission to be ordinary themselves in private.
Exactly.
And it's an acceptance that they are putting on a persona for one thing and taking it off when they're not performing, and that's also okay.
Do you have a big issue, or is it something that you have to deal with the press and how they deal with the press, the musicians deal with the press and the media? Is that a big part of your psychotherapy?
It's, not especially, not as obviously as that. It's more about the demands that are made, not just with, because the demands of the press come with your promoter or your record company. So it's actually the demands of the label. And sometimes what's really difficult is that I think there's a tendency to, especially with young artists or seemingly new artists who might have been grafting from quite a young age, sort of, you know, 12, 13, 14, writing their own stuff, and suddenly they're still young, but they're out in the public eye at the age of 19 or 20. But it's a very fashionable thing, and they've made it after so many years in their life. But then suddenly they might be dropped, and there's no concern at all about, and they've got their whole life ahead of them. There's no concern about what they do with that and how to manage that. And there's, I think, a lot of young musicians, and it might be a fad in the society at the moment, there's a lot of entitlement, a lot of, well, I deserve this going on with young people, I've found. And that's also reinforced by work like record labels. But then when they're not, you know, they're not in the forefront of the trend, or they're not trend setting, they're dropped. And what do they do then? They've got nowhere to find encouragement or affirmation.
Helen, what's planned for the future? What have you learned so far from offering this service, and what's the way forward for Quite Great and for yourself as a psychotherapist coach and skills coach?
Well, one of the things that we can do is if people aren't sure what they need, I can run workshops or sort of a sort of psychoeducational workshops for people who may be a little bit shy in coming forward with an issue that they have. And so in that context, I'm imparting information and people don't have to necessarily say, oh, yeah, I've got that. But it's just food for thought. But also, I'm just there on call if people need help. And I have been called to Earl's Court to an artist that couldn't get on stage and had to coach them on. And so that service is always going to be available.
Yeah.
And also, it's a kind of referral pathway.
Ah, that was Helen Bryce from Quite Great, the music PR and marketing company here in Cambridge, who I was talking to yesterday morning. They are the only music PR agency in the UK that offer this new psychotherapy and skills coaching to musicians and DJs as well.